From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. An airliner flying from Dubai has crashed while trying to land in the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don, killing all 62 people on board. Russia's emergencies ministry said the aircraft, a Boeing 737 operated by Dubai-based budget carrier Fly Dubai, crashed Saturday morning, and most of those on board were Russian. Russia's investigative committee said in a statement that its theory is that human error, bad weather, or technical failure contributed to the crash. The committee said that both of the plane's flight recorders had been recovered undamaged. The recordings could help make clear what happened in the moments leading up to the crash. At least 5 people have been killed and at least 36 others wounded in a suicide bombing in Istanbul. Dorian Jones reports from the Turkish city.
Officials say the Saturday explosion happened on Istiklal Street, a wide boulevard usually full of shoppers and pedestrians at this time of the week. Turkey is already on high alert after recent bombings in the capital, Ankara, claimed by Kurdish rebels. And in the lead-up to the Kurdish Spring celebrations Monday, security forces are continuing a crackdown against the rebel Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, in towns and cities in the predominantly Kurdish southeast of Turkey. Istanbul Governor Varship Shaheen explained the decision to ban Nevroz Kurdish New Year celebrations.
Nevroz'la ilgili ilimize gerekli her türlü tedbirler en üst seviyede alınmıştır.
He says the government received several requests for celebrations, but rejected them in consideration of the safety of people who would attend the events. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.